Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. 1 John 5 and 14 declares, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us." Now, what does that scripture tell us? First of all, when we pray, it's important that we ask the Lord according to His will. And we know that His will, His desires are found in the Word of God. That's why every ministry that wants to lift up Jesus and is seeking Jesus will emphasize the importance of the Word of God. Yes, the Holy Spirit ministers to us personally and in very tender and precious ways, but we need the counsel of the Word of God to remind us, just like ancient Israel. That's why God gave the Torah to them, so they would read and understand, and when they would gather, I'm thinking of Ezra now, they would stand for hours and hear the reading of the law. Why? Because we were a forgetful people and we need to be constantly reminded of the things that are really important, the priorities. And of course, if we will do that, if we will know the will and the heart of God, we will pray accordingly. We're certainly not going to pray for something sinful. But if we pray according to His will, we not only know that He hears us, there's a confidence that He will move and answer our prayers. And perhaps God has asked you to move out in a particular area, and you may be just filled with fear and trembling because you've never done it before. You feel insecure, inadequate. But if God has called you to do it, your confidence is not in the feelings of your heart. It is in the confidence that God has heard you and in His Word that He's heard you and He will give you the desires that you have asked Him for. And so your confidence is not in your feelings. And this is how we are able to be victorious in every area of our lives. It's confidence in God's Word, no matter what our five senses tell us. The Holy Spirit, be assured, beloved, will lead you into a revelation of the power of God's Word, the power of having the mind of Christ, an anointed mind, to bring you. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake, that He would be glorified. And so, beloved, when your thoughts are right, your attitudes are right, you will act right, and you will function and be an inspiration to those around you. But the sad case is that we are in warfare, and unless someone is really equipped and they understand, if we're not ignorant of Satan's devices, we then let our guard down and we listen to the lies of the devil. Sometimes he's very clever. He makes us think it's just our own attitudes, our own mind. We listen to Satan the liar. And rather than hear the word of the Lord, we listen to lies. And if we would hear God, we would break out of our patterns of self-pity and walk out of the dungeon of negative, wrong thinking. So often, if we are not spiritually alert and discerning, we allow ourselves to be held captive by the devil. God's given us everything to be free, but in fact, the Word exhorts us many times, those who are caught in the snare of Satan, we're to rescue them with meekness and humility of heart. And if Christians would only determine absolutely that they will refuse the negative voice of Satan, which tells them they're unworthy of God's grace, that He's not going to answer, whatever the negative thing might be, then we would walk in victory. The problem is many people want to feel something, experience it before they will believe, before they will stand in faith. And there's multitudes of Christians who live in spiritual poverty simply because they won't purpose in their hearts and minds that they're sick and tired of being a doormat for the devil. And also, they refuse to discipline their minds to do what they know is the right thing. In fact, so many people that that over the decades that have written in, it seems like sometimes their greatest need is not more teaching on how to prosper and succeed, not more how-to books, or what's the newest secret on how to get your needs met, but to understand that we serve God not because of what He can give to us, but because of who He is. Beloved, that is the heart, that's the secret of serving God. Do you serve Him just because you want all of His blessings? Or is it because you truly loved Him, even if He never blessed you with anything again? You see, God is looking at the heart. As I've said other times, one of my heroes is Job. Everything was taken from him, except his life. And he said, "Yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him." He knew his God and was able to stand up under the attacks of Satan that God allowed to demonstrate to the courts of heaven. He would have a man who would love him for who he was. And it's not changed. It's the same today, I believe. James 1, 22 and 25 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, he goes away, and immediately he forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does." Now, beloved, do you believe that? Do you really believe that if a person, and we can ask ourselves, are we doing that in our own lives? Will we look into the perfect law of liberty? That's the word of God. You know, one of my fond sayings I've always said, you know, we're in the new covenant, but we're under law. Yes, we are. It's the perfect law of liberty, which is the most joyous, wonderful thing. Hallelujah. If we're living in the Spirit, if we have the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, against such there is no law. Because what are the fruit of the Spirit? It's the very attributes of Jesus. Someone who lives operating in the fruit of the Spirit, beloved, they're walking like Jesus. They're representative of Jesus because that is the characteristics of his person. His life was filled with love and peace and joy and long-suffering. That's what we are called to do and to be. And so, you know, I've entitled, as I've shared these number of days, on the delight of the Lord. What is the delight of the Lord? Beloved, he delights in you when you simply believe what he says. In spite of what you feel, in spite of what natural circumstances say, in spite of what your own mind might say, or what others would say, or the devil would bring against you, those lying thoughts, if you will stand your ground in confidence, knowing that, first of all, God loves you, because that's the first way the enemy's going to attack. Well, God doesn't really love you. Yeah, if he loved you, you wouldn't be going through this. Does that sound familiar? He's tried with every one of us, I'm sure. But to be the delight of the Lord is to stand your ground. Beloved, we look at what was recorded in the Book of Acts, those chapters, and we can read and understand the early church believers faced every opposition we could imagine. They laid down their lives, many of them, for the cause of Christ, but they asked him for the power to proclaim a bold witness in the face of hard times. That's, beloved, we're that convinced, we're that motivated, we're that filled with the zeal of the Lord. We preach the word, we're going to have results. We will see signs and wonders following. And I believe we haven't seen an outpouring of the supernatural in this country. Why? Because God is stirring up his people. He's waiting for us to come to the place as a whole. Thank God for those places that are on fire. Amen. But I am speaking generally. I'm speaking in just a general fashion. God wants his people on fire. He spoke to with rebuke to the church of Laodicea. You know, you think you've got all you have need of, but don't you know you're wretched and you're poor and you're miserable. And we need our eyes anointed with eye salve so we can really understand and receive the revelation of the word. We need to be on fire in the Holy Ghost. And so we need to have that same zeal, that same power, that same conviction which God wants to pour out to us. Praise God. You know, if anything happened to one of your loved ones and they left children to be cared for and nobody else was there to do it, if you were sensitive and compassionate, as I believe you are, wouldn't you take care of them if it was humanly possible? You know, we take care of our own blood kin, but so many have nothing to say about the spiritual orphans that are out there in the world. I'm not just talking about children. I'm talking about those who don't know their Heavenly Father. The lost, they don't have a father. And you say, well, of course, Sister Glass, but after all, blood is thicker than water. But beloved, you know what? The Spirit is thicker than blood. And to be the delight of the Lord is not to consume all of our energies on ourselves or church-related activities focused on ourselves, but to look and see the lost out in the world, the spiritual orphans of the world. Beloved, you and I can give them a Father, a Heavenly Father. We can show them the way to a God who loves them with all of his heart, a glorious Heavenly Father, the Father of every believer. Oh, beloved, this is the high calling to which we are called. It is the Great Commission. Go into all nations and make disciples of all men. This is our, God's not changed that commission. And so, beloved, with prayers and with seeking God, we will be able to fill that and bring joy to our Father. We will be a delight in his eyes. Beloved, I'm praying for you. I thank God for your prayers, support, and the Spirit, for your financial help, that we can remain on this station. And just know that my earnest heart's cry, I pray and fast regularly for my UCM partners, for the radio family, and I'm just praying for God's very best in your life. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass Mang saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.